deer hunting in Missouri is more than a $1 billion industry, and more than 600,000 deer hunters take to the woods. So we are approaching fall deer season. First step is some managed deer hunts. Missouri Department of Conservation offers 99 managed deer hunts from mid-September through January. Hunters need to sign up for them, and they need to do that online beginning July 1st.
And they have until the middle of August to sign up for them.
Deer hunters who want to participate in managed hunts need to apply online beginning July 1st, and they have through August 15th. The Missouri Department of Conservation offers 99 managed hunts that run from mid-September through January. And those take place on conservation areas, at state parks, on some national wildlife refuges, and also in urban parks. The managed hunts are open to both Missouri residents and non-residents. The managed deer hunts vary. We offer managed hunts that include archery, crossbow, muzzleloader, some historic methods, also modern firearms, plus youth hunts, and also hunts for persons with disabilities.
Now, when you're talking about managed hunts, you're talking about the dates by which each of these particular deer seasons are involved, not having an agent out there with a group of people looking for deer.
Well, again, they are managed hunts, so they are supervised. Many require an orientation prior to the hunt. They require special permits, and again, you have to apply and be selected, so they are supervised.
What's the difference between a managed, I guess the managed hunt, it restricts areas where you can hunt, as opposed to the regular, what we think of as the regular deer hunting season being the times when you go almost anywhere and shoot a deer?
Correct. Some of these managed hunts are, say, for archery season, and they take place in urban or suburban areas. Other ones are on specific areas within conservation lands or within specific areas for state parks.
When you get into conservation lands and state parks, do you try to schedule these at a time when people are unlikely to be visiting there or camping there?
Well, as you know, fall deer season runs archery season from about mid-September through firearms in early January. So it runs a good length of the fall season, and we take into account other folks who are being in the woods. That's where hunter safety plays a key role.
Well, I'm a little bit unclear. Are the managed hunts within the dates of the regular deer hunting season, or are they separate from it?
They fall all around the regular deer season, from archery season, which I said mid-September, through the end of firearm season in early January. Some may fall slightly outside of that, but again, those are managed hunts in controlled situations with controlled harvest, a controlled number of hunters, and also supervised.
Is this a very lucrative type of thing? I mean, do we kill a lot of deer during these managed hunts? Is there any advantage to going in a managed hunt as opposed to just the regular go out in the woods and shoot one season?
Some of these managed hunts are for archery hunts, for example, are on areas where you can't go in with a firearm. So some of them are specifically to control deer populations in certain areas. Some of the other ones really are to offer opportunities for some hunters, such as youth or folks with disabilities. So we have about 6,000 hunters who participate in our 99 managed hunts.
And do you recall off the top of your head what the average deer kill is during these managed hunts?
I do not, but okay. They tend to be, you know, folks pretty successful.
And as far as any restrictions, that goes the same with any other part of the hunting season. Antlerless deer, antlered deer, so on and so forth.
There are numerous details that hunters who want to apply for managed hunts need to check out thoroughly. The hunting dates, the locations, a lot of other details. They do need permits, and they have to be qualified. If it's an adult going on a youth hunt, they have to be a qualified adult, hunter certified. They need their conservation ID numbers. So there are a number of details that folks need to be aware of. All of those are listed on our website. And again, for some ease and efficiency, folks apply online, and then they go back to the website and check to see if they've been selected. We will notify all hunters who are selected for the managed hunts by mail also, and if they prefer email, and they'll be getting information packets that have all of the details regarding their specific hunts.
Is there a deadline or a timeline for people to apply for their deer hunting license that is in the regular deer season, not the managed deer season, or can people apply for those anytime?
Those are open typically in mid-July. So folks wanting to hunt in the fall for deer season, they could apply online, they could through our e-permits, they could apply over the phone, or they can go to a permit vendor. And most folks do that starting anywhere from mid-July into the fall deer season.
Are there any particular kinds of hunters that go to the managed hunts? I'm thinking if I was a first-time hunter, for example, I might want to do a managed deer hunt before I would do what I would think of perhaps as a freelance hunt, something like that. Do you get a certain clientele?
You know, it really does vary. There are numerous different – there's a variety of managed hunt types, and therefore there's a variety of folks who participate. I suggest folks go to online and check out the 99 different managed hunts that are offered. People may be interested by type of hunt, location of hunt, things such as that. So it's another opportunity to help folks get turned on to hunting in Missouri.
I think that'll do it.
All right. Sure. Will you give them then kind of a website or link?
Yes.
We have a specific node on there if you want to include, but essentially, you know, for audio purposes, if you want to send folks to, you know, mdc.mo.gov, and they could always search managed deer hunts or 2012 managed deer hunts.
Okay.
That might be easier for them, Bob.
Well, I see the node address and everything here on the news
right.
release. So one way or another, we'll forward them over there.
Well, that's what I figured. It's always hard for audio. So if you get them to mdc.mo.gov and have them search 2012 managed hunts, they'll get there.